What is the ideal me? What is the ideal anybody, anywhere in the world? Is the ideal that we are loving people, caring people? Is the ideal that we are people who have values, we have principles? Is the ideal that we love our family? We love our home. We love our relatives. We love our neighbors. We love our community. Is the idea that we are so positive about who we are and what we are and why we are what we are that we stand up for it against all other expressions that could ever come upon the face of the earth? When you think about this, you say, oh, well, now could I be a Democrat? Could I be a Republican? Could I be a communist? Could I be a socialist? Could I be any of the various ways of living on the face of the earth? Are all those people on the face of the earth who are different from the political culture that I live in, different from me? Are all the people on the face of the earth who have different thoughts about how government should be run different from me? Or are we all the same? Are we all truly one? Are we all truly caring beings who love ourselves, our family, our neighbors, our community, our world? Do we want to give each person on the face of the earth the opportunity to think thoughts that they want to think? To think political thoughts, social thoughts, think attitude thoughts? Oh, yes. But then you come back to one thing. They all, as individuals, love themselves. They all, as individuals, want to carry out their ideas and their ideas. They all, as individuals, respect and honor their family and support their family and care for their family, care for their neighbors, care for their community, care for their world. And the only different thing that we want to call about our neighbors in this planet Earth are that they're Democrats or communists or socialists or what other name we might want to give to them. How does that make them different people from other people? How does that make them different people from you and from me? Do they have a religion? Do they believe in a God? Or do they not believe in a God? In America, are there people who call themselves atheists who do not want to believe in the God that we understand? Are there many people like that? Oh, yes, there are many, many people like that. Not the majority, but there are many. Around the world, are there people who have different beliefs? Oh, yes. In America, presumably, can these atheists and these religionists get along with one another? Can these people who have a different philosophy live in the same community? Live as neighbors, in fact. Can people of different cultural backgrounds, different races, different educations, different political, social, and economic mannerisms, can they all live together? Do they all open their eyes in the morning and put their feet on the floor and go to the bathroom, have their breakfast? Do they all go to their work, whatever it may be? Do they all speak to their neighbors, whatever cultural background they may have? And here in America, the melting pot puts all cultures into one gigantic cultural melee of working together, of harmoniously having a government that has people from various backgrounds in the governmental policy. The people who are on our police departments have many various cultural backgrounds. The churches that stand around the corners are of various cultural backgrounds. All of these things come about. People come to America because they want a democracy as a governing body. They feel that that is the best type of government. People come to other countries because they feel the political activity in that country is the best thing for that country. They support that country with all their heart and soul, and they don't want to move from it. They are nationalists, and they love their country. And this is the way it should be. If all of us will just continue with our foundation, we could easily and can easily live together as we do here basically in America. If we first love ourselves and we think that we are good people and we have values and principles that we live by and we hold true as the most important thing in the world. If we love ourselves, if we love our families, and we support our families, and we care for our families, and we make sure that our families have all that we are able to give them within the attitude of our economic, social, political upbringing. It's not an easy thing, because sometimes we have to do what appears to violate the rules that we seem to hold dear. What is the most important rule to any person? Some people would say, to tell the truth. Well, then we have to categorize, what do we believe the truth is? What is the truth? What is right? What is wrong? We can only live that according to our own understanding and our own life. And sometimes it differs from person to person. And that's perfectly okay, because this is what it's all about. We are not clones. We are not copycats. We're not automatons. We are not beings that are all exactly the same, though our genetic structure would tell us that we are pretty closely the same. Our DNA code reveals to us that we have so much in common. But what makes us different is not that we change our values, not that we change the rules that govern our life, but that we seek out from within us whatever the magic is that's there, and we work that magic. If that magic is a talent for music or for art or for mathematics or a talent for being a most wonderful father or mother, a talent or being a person who cares about their neighbors, truly cares about their neighbors and wants the neighborhood to be more beautiful, more wonderful, who wants things and ideas and opportunities to flow for themselves and all mankind. How great that is. How great that is that we discover the wheel. We discover communications with internet. We discover ideas that soar beyond whatever we have ever discovered up to this point. And this is what makes the ideal me. The ideal me is that being in me that reaches out and touches the divine, that touches the reality, that touches the glory of all that is, and calls it good and very good. And how great it is for each of us to learn the ideal me and live their ideal me and delight in their ideal me. And say of their ideal me, I am my ideal me. And in my universe, in my world, in my country, in my community, in my family, I have the opportunity to be me and still love my family, my country, my world with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my being, just as I love you. I love you. I love you.